The site manager considers the scale of his appointed task: to strip the tower of its brutalist credentials, to remove the concrete panelling and reduce it to its bare concrete frame. The artist and the architect are aware of the city's desire to rework the tower as a glass skyscraper and erase a brutal moment from our collective memory. We all bid a final farewell to this historic 20th century structure. With his passion for demolition and dismantlement, the site manager rehearses the careful and selective reduction of the tower's architecture. Somewhere in this sequence are singular objects redirected to his home. Planed mahogany from the lift entrances on each of 18 floors, for fabrication of a cabinet to display his collection of demolition vehicles, now scaled down and in model form. Panels of white Italian marble extracted from the boardroom bathroom on the top floor. Two of 1400 steel L brackets used to fix the concrete facade panels to the concrete frame, cleaned, polished, and recommissioned as bookends in his son's bedroom. As the listing progresses, the artist and the architect begin to reflect on the meticulous practice of demolition, reclamation, and reclassification executed on the tower, and simultaneously on the practice of preservation enacted on the small oak room. The angular contours of the concrete touch the oak floorboards and formulate a small and temporary crisis.